G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 14. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Last Saturday of the Melbourne Spring Carnival this week, we head to William Hill Park, Sandown Hillside for an intriguing card of races, Joel. Unfortunately for a lot of us, it is a chance to dig out, but look, I think the listeners will be in for a treat today. I'm a very good Sandown Cup Day punter and tipster. And in fact, really, if I just would wait until Sandown Cup Day and not have a bet through the spring, I think I'd be a much richer person. But what are your thoughts on this card?
Yeah, good program. Yeah, I really like it. All black type nowadays and plenty of value in some of the races. And yeah, no, there's a few that I'm quite keen on, so I'm keen to have a bit of a play on Saturday.
Carl, the main race, I guess, is the Key Clean Zipping Classic. And there's a few different form lines there. Can something snag this coming back from the Melbourne Cup, although that is only one in that category? Or which sort of form line would you be leaning to here?
Well, it's a weight for age race, and I'm looking for a horse coming out of the weight for age race, and I've gone with the quality without giving it too much away. But yeah, I think it's an intriguing little race. You know, Tall Ships, a bit of an eye-catching run over the 1800 last time, and gives, well, we all know how he went in the Warrnambool Cup. He'll lap up the extra distance, but it's a bit of a step up in class. But the Sandown Classic can be that sort of graduation race at the end of a spring carnival, and Tall Ship might just be that sort of horse that can make the next step.
Yes, indeed. Well, the Zipping Classic is a race five on the program. It is the final leg of the early quaddy at William Hill Park. But we'll take you right through the card because, as Joel mentioned, it is all black type. We start with the dreaded Santa's Magical Kingdom Stakes. And I say dreaded because, unfortunately, my children can read now, and so they will know. I can't just tell them, no, look, it looks like the Christmas circus isn't on at Burnley anymore. I don't know where it is. They'll say, oh, hang on, it must be on at Sandown, or possibly it's on at Caulfield, I don't know. Anyway, this is better known as the Merson Cooper, is it? It's over 1,000 metres. And it is the first race on the program, and there's a lot of first starters. Joel, are you with one of those?
No, I'm with one that's had one run for a duck egg. Number six, emphatically, I thought would be a big improver. Look, just sort of forget that many valley runs. She drew to the inside, was tightened just after the start, settled back last. So I thought she travelled all right and wasn't too bad in the run home. We know that was a day to suit the on-paces, and I thought she trialled well enough beforehand to give her another chance at good odds. Six to beat eight Motown Lil, seven Miss Rock, and best of the first starters for Moon was number 11, Sweet Barton.
Yeah, similar numbers actually. I've gone with number 8 Motown Lil, just buttering up from the run over Cup Week. It was went very quick up in the lead and just knocked up the last 100-150. They ran 57.3 for the 1,000, very quick, and Motown Lil draws wide here, but hopefully doesn't have to be in such a hurry early, and I think we'll be ultra competitive. Got it on top from 6 emphatically, 7 Miss Rock and 11 Sweet Barden. But it's an interesting sort of race. Don't have that much confidence compared to last year.
Look, I have gone with Miss Rock here. Like the in the set weights races, I do like the ones that would be giving them weight if it was a handicap, and I don't think there's anything wrong with Miss Rock's form the two runs so far. And I went for Sweet Barden for second, and Soviet Secret and Sawaiki. So 7, 11, 10 and 5 were my numbers. Race 2 at William Hill Park on Saturday is the City of Greater Dandenong Stakes for 3-year-old fillies over 1400, a listed race, Joel.
7 Northern Model for me, jarred up badly at Caulfield, went to Moonee Valley, and on a day where it suited those close to the pace, I thought she got home really strongly for 4th, ran good late splits, 1400 should suit, and I think she'll be very hard to beat. 6 Irada, her two runs back haven't been too bad. 3 Tis My View, I think, is worth another chance. And 9 Russian Empress was an impressive maiden winner last start.
Number 5 for me, Indara, who is still a maiden but has been placed at all three starts. Has got the couple of pieces of black type at listed level. I thought the last start effort in finishing second to Don't Doubt Mama reads well for this. Don't Doubt Mama originally was planned to go to this Twilight Glow, but they've opted to go to the Sandown Guineas up against the males over the mile. I think that allows Indara to get her first win here. Got her ahead of number 7, Northern Model, for the reasons you outlined, Joel. Third, number 3, Tis My View, who finished alongside Northern Model there in the Crockett at Mooney Valley and then was ridden back to front way too aggressively to try and suit the bias of the day with the blinkers on and just knocked up late. As long as she hasn't taken too much harm from that run, she can be in the finish. And for fourth, number 9, Russian Impress.
I am with Carl with Indara, number 5, to beat My Condesa, number 12. Impressive on debut, does have a wide gate to overcome. 4, Queen of Wands, and 6, Irada. So 5, 12, 4, and 6 for me. And race 3 is the Kevin Heffernan Stakes, over 1,300 metres at weight for age, a group 3. And, for a horse that just keeps having a bit of bad luck, Joel, we're very forgiving, aren't we? Everyone seems to want to think that Under the Louvre is going to win this.
Yeah, I've gone with him. I think a couple of the bookies yesterday had Genelefe a marginal favourite, and I think there was a bit of early support for him. But I've gone all sort of up towards the top of the book here. Under the Louvre on top. He was in the right spot over on the fence last start, but unfortunately the gaps didn't come. He wasn't too far off Delectation. 1,300 looks a perfect distance. He's won over 14, but we all know there's a little bit of a query with him at a strong 14, so 1,300 should be perfect. Smoke and Joey in for second, number 1. Genelefe for third, and for fourth, number 2, Famous Shameless. Hasn't had a great deal of luck this time yet.
I'd go with Genelefe. Placed at weight for age in the Durban 10,000 last campaign. Had no luck. Second up last time in finishing alongside Under the Louvre. They were the two luckless runners, and I guess, Genelefe and Under the Louvre, they can be a little bit costly to follow despite having reasonable winning strike rates are up around 30%. But I think Genelefe is the one to beat from 4 Under the Louvre. 1 Smoking Joey, who, if he's anywhere near his best, he'd go close despite the wide barrier draw. And 4th, Gracious Prospect. Really goes well around this distance range and I think can be a big player over the summer. Perhaps might run a cheeky race at a little bit of odds.
All right, my number's almost identical to Joel's. 4 Under the Louvre to beat 3 Genelefe, 1 Smoking Joey, 2 Famous Seamus. Race 4 at William Hill Park, Sandown Hillside on Saturday, is the Sandown Stakes over 1,500 metres, Joel.
I've gone 4 Mr. Utopia. I like him at Flemington, but unfortunately he wanted to put on a buck jumping display shortly after the start, so that ruled him out. I thought his first up run was good, so we'll give him another chance. 8 Good Project, got good form lines through Malaguera. He's going to be hard to beat. 2 Charmed Harmony will go forward, and 1 Ninth Legion didn't have much luck last start. 4, 8, 2, 1.
Hard to go past for Good Project for 9. It was an excellent run last time behind Malaguera from the wide barrier, went back. Malaguera led throughout, ran time, and Good Project did a really nice job to finish second. I think it's clearly the one to beat, one of the better bets in the card. Got it ahead of number 2, Charmed Harmony. Total Forgive run last time when Mitch Bell was looking for the better part of the track, or he did claim afterwards that the horse hung out, but I guess the jury's a little bit out there. And Charmed Harmony was just taken out of the best part of the track, taken wide, and just a Total Forgive run last time. He can certainly improve and give them something to catch. Tash Barron for 3rd, number 12. And for 4th, I'm just chucking in 1 at odds on a bit of spec. Number 4, though, now Positive Move. It's raced in Europe under the name of Infantry, and it's got some nice form, particularly in France. Didn't find its feet with Andrew Balding in 2 runs earlier this year, but it's got some form behind the likes of ties in with A-Rod and a few other horses, Gabrielle, and might not be the worst horse in the field at a massive odds.
Good project for me as well, although as the wide barrier again to overcome. 10 Harada Bay, it's drawn 14 of 14 and scratched last time with a wide barrier. Don't know if they'll go ahead here, but keen to see Harada Bay, the Queenslander, and raced number 2 Charmed Harmony and 9 Burning Front, so 8, 10, 2 and 9 for me. And the big one, as discussed earlier, race 5 Key Clean Zipping Classic, Joel.
Yeah, look, I'm weighing up who to go here. I've gone to Who Shot the Barman. Melbourne Cup run was sound. Should have finished a little bit closer. Got checked out late. Wouldn't have finished in the placings, but I thought it was a good enough run. I think back to the 2400 is okay for him. 4 Tall Ship I'm worried about. Certainly if I have a bet in the race, I could probably have something on both of them. He's coming along really nicely. Excellent run in the Seymour Cup and then very good at Flemington late. He's going really well. One Dandino, next best, and six Rising Romance. 2, 4, 1, 6.
Yeah, Rising Romance for me, as I alluded to before. Second in McKinnon, runner-up in the Caulfield Cup. I think she's the class runner. She did loom up to win last time, and probably 9 times out of the 10 she wins the McKinnon Stakes, but unfortunately Gallo Chop had the strip of grass that was running like
the travelator.
Yeah, the travelator.
Yeah, but then again, contributor might have run Purster if he wasn't even wider.
True. I mean, so it's that sort of form reference, but there's plenty of merit to it. And Rising Romance, she does look a bit of a gross mare. Sort of mare that will improve with perhaps even with the run in the McKinnon, just tighten her up a little bit more. So I think she's the class runner and the one to beat from 4 Tall Ship. I think they're the main two. For third, number 1, Dandino, and for fourth, number 7, Piramosa. Not too keen on Who Shot the Barman coming back from the 3200.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, it's not as if he's had a gut-busting 3200, and he's the way I've gone. One's coming through the Melbourne Cup. Do have a good record in the race, and I believe, and I reckon that that you boys have isolated the only 5 hopes, which is, I mean, not saying a great deal because there's only 8 in it, but 2, 1, 4, and 6 for me, 7 Kiramosa, only other possible. I just reckon that's just an absolute lock, first 4, 2, 1, 2, 4, 6, 7. I just can't see anything else running in the first 4, and so it only has to pay $120 and you can box it up and you can make profit. Race.
And then Don Durimo just lobs in the ball.
Don Durimo's going to get an easy time up on the pace and just whack away. And
No, that won't happen. Not with 59 kilos against those.
Someone will run on the track and rugby tackle it to the ground.
Race 6, mypunter.com. Eclipse Stakes, 1800 metre, Group 3, Joel.
8, Kelvin Williams. Plenty of duck eggs next to his name, but haven't minded all of his runs in Australia. One run last time in was good, and then his 2 runs back, he didn't have any hope in the Seymour Cup. He's drawn wide gates every start in Australia, and then he drew wide again in Flemington. And came widest of all on the turn, and I thought he ran okay. Last 100 metres gave out a little bit, but I think from a better draw, and I think we might see an improved run from him. 8 to beat 5, Malice. 9, Scream Machine. 6, Worthy Course.
9, Scream Machine for me, a bit of a personal favourite, but I thought it was a really nice run at Seymour up along the fence. Pattern of the day, I guess, suited, but did come from a long way back to finish second in the turn, me loose the eventual Emirates Stakes winner. And last time was one of the better run-on horses in a race. You had to be up on the pace, and I thought the 5th had plenty of merit. Got it ahead of 5, Malice, who finished 2nd behind Awesome Rock, and also has a close-up effort behind Turn Me Loose in its form line. 3rd, number 11, Casino Dancer. Since the blinkers are gone on, it's really turned its form around, and was a nice 3rd in the Matriarch behind Lucia Valentina and Manageress, 2 horses that I rate highly. And for 4th, I'm putting in number 13, Garud, who was placed behind Turn Me Loose and Awesome Rock in those Seymour Cup and on Cup Day. So I've got them 9, 5, 11 and 13.
Worthy Cause for me to beat Pacini at huge odds, Malice and Jackano Bay, 6, 1, 5 and 3, second leg of the quaddie. And a very intriguing race, possibly the main race of the day from a betting point of view, is race 7, the William Hill Sandown Guinea, 1600 metres for 3-year-olds. You know, these fillies have strong claims, Joel, even though Kayambi is, I think, the only filly to win, certainly in about the last 12 years.
Yeah, look, I've left the fillies out. I've gone for horse backing up from last week, number 10, Narimu. Thought he's got plenty of upside, this horse. Still wanted to do a bit wrong last week, but I thought he kept finding the line nicely. He's going to eat up 1600 metres, and if it hasn't all come too soon, I thought he could run a good race. 7, He's Our Rocky Super in the Carbine Club. He's certainly the big danger. First race of the carnival, and he came widest of all and tried to run on, which wasn't the go, but he did a really good job of it. 1, Del Cello, just a query over how he's going to settle in the run. He didn't settle at all in the Guineas, in the Caulfield Guineas. And then I thought his run down the straight the other day was pretty good. just depends whether he settles. He's certainly good enough. And two, Mahuta in good form. 10-7-1-2.
Mahuta, for me, just won the Gothic and won the Carbine Club. Comes through all the strong form races. Probably not as talented as Stratham Star, but the winning record suggests he has a fair bit of ability. But I think he can press forward from the wide barrier and be ultra competitive here. So I got him on top from 10, Narimu, who won well on debut. Did it basically on raw ability, and as you touched on last time, he was good last Saturday behind Palantino, who won quite impressively. Third, number 12, Don't Doubt Mama. Bit of a query at the 1600, but Tony McVoy comes here for the Sandown Guineas instead of the Twilight Glow, so you got to respect his judgment. And fourth, number 6, Patch Adams, who probably is as gifted as any other horse in this race, but just has a tendency to race keenly, and that's probably the only thing holding him back. I've got them 2, 10, 12, and 6.
I've gone for Demonstrate. Comes out of the Narimu race and finished, in fact, a little bit in front of Narimu. Obviously, Narimu's probably got a little bit more upside, but they, Godolphin, Dali, and Woodlands before them knock up winning this race. So I'm with Demonstrate, number 4. 12, Don't Doubt Mama, best of the fillies. Narimu for third, number 10, and He's Our Rocky, very good in the Carbine Club against the Pattern, number 7, for 12, 10, and 7. Race 8 is the William Hill Sandown Cup, which these days is a listed 3,200 metre handicap. Joel?
Yeah, I've gone for the Melbourne Cup form. 2, El Moonquist, didn't have much chance in the race, how far back he was, and neither did Grand Marshal, and of course he got flattened halfway up the running. So I'll go 2 from 3, 1 the offer, ran a really good race in the Cup. And 5, the Little Engine, who won on Cup Day, got a gem of a ride, but it was still a good win. 2, 3, 1, 5.
Like a Carousel for me, my value bet of the day. Hasn't won for about a year and a bit, but all the runs at this track have been good. It hasn't missed a top two finish at this venue. I thought the Mooney Valley Cup run was very good behind the United States, getting back wide and running on against the Pattern of the Day. And then last time, the Queen Elizabeth just wasn't soothed by the sit sprint tempo. Genuine two-miler drops down to the minimum, I think can be very, very dangerous. So I've got it on an each-way basis on top from number 2, El Moon Quith, 3, Grand Marshal, and 4th, number 7, Maygrove. But pretty interesting race, probably the strongest Sandown Cup we've had in the 6 years it's been run.
Yeah, definitely, and I am with Maygrove, number 7, Murray Baker. I thought, having done the form for the Bendigo Cup, I thought there were only two chances, and that was the offer and Maygrove, and I went with Maygrove, and I was chagrined to hear Murray Baker say before the race that he just wasn't fit and couldn't possibly win. And if he was unfit there, well, he's run 4th, and we've got Kira Mosa running 3rd, who was a chance in the... chance in the Zipping Classic, and we had Devan second, who came out and won convincingly last week, and the offer first, who ran a good race in the Melbourne Cup. So the Maygrove here on the minimum is the way I am going, and Maygrove is my value bet of the day. From Al Mooncuth, number 2, Like a Carousel, number 6, and the offer number 1, 7261. Finally, last leg of the quarter, your last race of the Melbourne Carnival. We've got Ballarat next week, don't forget. But last race of the Melbourne Carnival, race 9, Lapine Funerals, Summoned Stakes for the Mares, Group 3, 1500, Joel.
Interesting race this, because we've got a couple of horses going 1100 to 1500, and a Jaffles, who can go quick on her day, and she gets quickly to 1500. Matilia also jumping up sharply in trip. Solicit and Coronation Shallot, and a little bit of other pace in the race, Andrassy. So I think Ballet Suite, if they can ride her cold and she settles, might be tough to beat. She was in the Matriarch last week and they scratched her. She comes back from 16 to 1500. Normally, I would have thought she was looking for the 2000, but blinkers on, I really like that with High Chaparrals, and I think she could get good pace on to suit. Number 9, Ballet Suite, to beat 3, Coronation Shell, and excellent against the boys in the Group 1 last week. 1, Solicit, and 15, Andrassy.
Yeah, 4 Scarlet Billows for me. Just the runs in the Gil Guy and the Tristark were nice, but that win over Cup Week over Wawale, who pushed Politeness to a nose margin on Caulfield Cup Day, and then Politeness wins a Group 1 and then probably should have won an Emirates. That form line reads really, really well. I'm really still taken aback by that last start win over Wawale. It just was against the Pattern of the Day. It was just sensational, really. And if she produces that again on the weekend, she'll be hard to beat. Got her head at 9, Ballet Suite, 5, She's Clean, And the fourth number, seven, Precious Gem. But quite fitting, the last race of the Melbourne Carnival was sponsored by Lepine Funerals, because that basically sums up my carnival.
Indeed. She's clean for me. No luck last time. Can go a couple better here. Four Scarlet Billows for second. Three Coronation Chelan for third. And one Solicit for fourth. 5-4-3-1. My best of the day was, in fact, race six, number six, Worthy Cause. And my value was race eight, number seven, Maygrove. Joel?
I'll save mine for the last. Ballet Suite, my best. Race nine, number nine. And if I can have joint value, I'll make Northern Model. Race two, number eight. And Kelvin Williams, race six, number eight.
Northern Model's number seven, is it not?
It is race two, number seven.
Value was race eight, number six, Like a Carousel. I'm pretty sure I made race four, number eight, Good Project, my best bet, Bill.
Alrighty, well, that wraps up a massive day of racing at Sandown and a big Melbourne Carnival. We head to Sydney. Speaking of big, so all of a sudden the fields are about double the size at Rosehill Gardens, to the chagrin of those trying to fit a paper into 96 pages. We have Joel Ware and or Carl, last two races for Diorio, starting with race eight, top tip, number five, Siegfried.
Yeah, Siegfried on top, I thought, was a massive run in that race won by Malaguera. It pushed forward, it raced keenly. It was, you know, it deserved to compound in the straight, but it fought on well to be only beaten three lengths. And I just think a similar performance we'll see Siegfried ride in the finish. Surprised about the $14. I expected single figure odds, and I think he'll be awfully hard to beat in a big field. He's not over the line, but he's certainly done you with that quote. And Swift Lady, race 9, number 14. Had excuses both runs this campaign. The Winona Costin rode this horse first up, said it didn't appreciate the shifting surface. It was a shifting good 3 surface, and suggested that she'd derive benefit from the first up run. And then last time, Sam Clipperton rode, and he said that she made noises in running, suggested she got her tongue back. So now the tongue tie has been applied. Winona Costin gets back on the regular rider. And Swift Lady, I think, can be a big improver. A few odds, though, over the course of the meeting that I'm keen on. Race 7, number 9, Meet Cheer, is around about $34. 50 Shades of Grey, race 6, number 7, keen on it around about $10. And even the first race, there's a 2-year-old there. I thought it'd be very hard to beat, but it's come up $34, so I obviously don't know what I'm looking at. Race 1, number 4, good standings.
Joel?
My best will butter up with Juca Valentinois. Race 9, number 13. Look, appeared to have his chance, first run in Australia, but was heavily back too, $2.20. But I thought it was a good enough run. Up distance suits, bit of sting out of the track suits, and down to 54 kilos. I think it's a big plus as well. So I'll make him my best, and my value is Metcourt. Race 7, number 11. Won well first up last prep, has some decent form lines, and trials have been okay. Just lost his way a little bit last prep. Certainly, if he's back to his best, he'll be hard to beat.
Racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday, and fields not quite as big as they are elsewhere, but we've gone with nine races. Nine's the new black, apparently. Carl, kick us off fairly late in the day with race seven, number eight, It and a Bit.
A couple of Mick Huxtable runners I've gone with. It and a Bit, race seven, number eight. Just thought the first up run I thought was all right behind Dr. Dapper. It was buried away up along the fence. I thought it had something to offer, and I thought it would have gone close to winning the event, but it just wasn't to be. Didn't get the gap, and now meets Dr. Dapper, who is the favourite, 2 kilos better in the weight, and draws again kindly in barrier four. Hopefully gets the luck this time. I think he'll go close. And the stablemate in race eight, number eight, Surprise Journey, who, interestingly enough, the stable originally thought this horse was better than Lord Aspen. And they did meet about 15 months ago when Lord Aspen gave it a nice touch-up. But Surprise Journey goes all right herself. She was placed at Flemington 3 starts ago. And I thought the first up effort over 1,100 metres suggested that, you know, she's come back in good order but looking for a little bit further. So she does get that extra trip on Saturday, and a double-figure odds, I think, can be competitive.
Nothing for me for Morfordville this week.
Doomben. Big fields, just the eight races, big fields. Six emergencies in the last race, thank you very much. And Joel, in classic Cal Diorio style, we wait until race 7 for your specials, first of which is your best, and that's race 7, number 1. That's a good idea.
Yeah, my listed feature, the Keith Nowd Handicap, just looks really well placed, this horse, placing behind Terra Vista. Second to Dothraki this time, and he's since trialled. He's been to Doomben once before, and he ran second to Ball of Muscle. He's drawn well, Damien Brown, and I think he's 60.5. He's earned that. Certainly very hard to beat. 13 Lavelle, I thought, could run well at odds. 10 Whiskey All Round will be fit up, and 2 Tinto will be charging home. My value was in the last, Salty Damani, race 8, number 11. Pretty talented customer. He took on some good races during his 3-year-old year and just battled towards the end of his campaign, but has run some nice races, and I thought first up in this class, 1200, he'd run well.
Anything for Doomben, Carl? No?
No interest.
All right. Well, we're warming up for, I guess, the biggest day of the Perth year. Next Saturday, we've got two Group 1s. Two of the WA's three Group 1s are on next Saturday. We've got a few tune-ups this weekend, but the horses haven't quite yet come out to play. Fairly small fields. Joel, two Group 3s. First of those, race 5, Breast Cancer Care, WA Champion Fillies, Stakes, 1600 for 3-year-old fillies, level weights.
Yeah, interesting race. Grant Williams, Bob Peters has a team of 4. And Blackwood, the very smart Fred Kersley trained filly, we're trying to repent them. Look, she was super winning last start. Perfect Reflection wasn't there. She was a scratching. So now she has to go from 1,200 to 1,600 with a setback. That's the query. I think she's very good, Perfect Reflection. I'll go with her, but she has had that interrupted prep. 1 Blackwood for 2nd, 4 Arcadia Dream for 3rd, 6 Impassioned for 4th.
And the other one, speaking of Bob Peters, is race 7. For last throw of the dice for some of these to get into the railway 7 days later, David Gray's Aglink RJ Peters Stakes.
Yeah, probably one of the weakest Peters Stakes we've seen in recent times. I've gone 6 Hazard Beale. Son of Zabeel, he's been he stepped up in class to take on the big boys, if you will, this time in, and he's been going okay. He gets his chance here. 3 Battle Hero looks the hardest to beat. 1 Tower of Lonro will be fitter, and 7 My Sister Lil next best. My best is Dark Musket, race 2, number 1. He was my value last week. They scratched him. This is an easier race, and he goes up in the weights but gets the claim. He looks well placed up to 1,800. And my value is race 6, number 7, Peggy's Marie. Out of a sister to Miss Andretti, pretty well bred, got the maiden win out of the way at Northam, and I thought she had a bit of upside.
Earlier in the day, at in New Zealand, by my calculations, there are 190 acceptors at Rickerton.
Yeah, a lot. And this is their third meeting in a week. So, yeah, a lot of horses backing up from Wednesday. Kevin Myers, I think he's got quite a few acceptors, and just about all of them ran on Wednesday. The feature is the 1,000 guineas. This is for the fillies. And great to see young Jake Bayliss head over there for his first Group 1 ride aboard Trinity Hill. Former New Zealand-based trainer Francis Finnegan, now at Cranbourne. And this filly looks pretty smart. I've thrown her in for second. I think she can run really well. Serena Miss I've got on top. She was good last week, but just in a different world to Extravagant, who just looked awesome winning. I think she can get her Group 1 here, Serena Miss, from Trinity Hill. 9 Let Her Rip and 5 No More Tears. My best on the meeting is Pat in Brackets, race 3, number 10. Really good return. Going to strip fitter for that and should be hard to beat. And my value is Colonel Kev, race 8, number 11. Looks ready to win. Tauranga is the other meeting. They've got a Group 2 weight for age race, and conveniently enough, my best bet comes up in that. Race 6, number 4, Saki Soldier. Just the heavy track pulled him up first up. He's much better on firm ground, which he should get on Saturday, and I think he can beat the favourite, Cowie. And my value is Tokamutu Judge, race 9, number 5. Down in grade and up in trip, I think it's really suitable for this horse. He's had 4 runs back, and he should be ready to fire.
All right, that wraps up a massive Saturday. Carl, talk us through the Michaels of Donald Cup, $50,000 race over 1620 metres on Sunday.
Yeah, good race. Good race. Plenty of depth, a bit like the China Bowl last week, although the China Bowl turned into a little bit of a procession with Tycoon and Tara dictating from outside the lead. This race I've gone with Turn of the Round, another horse that comes through that Malaguira race. I really like that race as a form reference because it was run in such quick time, and generally speaking, the quicker times translates to a truer form reference going forward. And I thought Turn of the Round just ran as well as he could first up, simple as that. and he's tends to go well over this sort of distance range. Second up, he was placed in a feature race down at Warrnambool, second up behind Garud over 1700 down at Warrnambool last summer, and I can see turning around if he's able to overcome the wide draw and slot into a nice midfield position. I think he'll be more than competitive late. The danger there is resistant, but a good undercard. Second option in the benchmark 70 over 1350 should run well, and a few nice races on the undercard as well.
Okay, well, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your Winning Post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, and plenty of other interesting features besides. And only $5 in your newsagent as we speak, if you are in Melbourne or if you are listening from Friday morning. Anywhere, you can get your Winning Post at the newsagent right now. Best $20 bet of the weekend. I'm riding high after my certainty Quinella last week, which paid $2.60, which was Dandino and Secret Number. It's never in any doubt. Secret Number just grabbing that second place by about 2 millimetres, but would have been a certainty if certainly beaten if it didn't get second. And this time I'm going to go for another multiple. I'm going to go for that one I discussed earlier, $20 Flexi Box First 4, Race 5, William Hill Park. Numbers 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, 16.67%. Joel?
All right, we'll go Doomben, Race 7, number 1. I think he's the bet of the day. That's a good idea.
Rose Hill Gardens, Race 9, number 14, Swift Lady, 10 each way.
There you have it, listeners. Have a great weekend. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.